God said to him in a dream, I want to talk to you about dreams, visions, and the interpretation of dreams and visions. In Genesis chapter 20, we see the Lord speaking to King Abimelech. And in verse 6, the Bible says, And God said to him in a dream. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament are full of the Lord speaking to his people through dreams and visions. In the book of Genesis chapter 37, we see Joseph, he dreams of greatness. Then in chapters 40 and 41, we see the Lord using Joseph to interpret dreams. In Daniel, one of the classic books of the Bible, it says in verse 17 of chapter 1, As for these young men, speaking of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. In Daniel chapter 2, we see King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, have a dream that greatly troubles him. Then in verse 5, the king makes a decree to all the magicians, the astrologers, and the sorcerers. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. Verse 16, So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19, Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, so Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The Old Testament prophets had visions upon visions, and in Acts chapter 10, the Lord reveals to Peter his ministry call to the Gentile Cornelius. In the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 28, Joel prophesies of God's Spirit being poured out, and it says, And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Are you seeing the theme here? All throughout Scripture, the Lord speaks through dreams and visions. If the Bible is true, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, then we can rest assured that the Lord will continue to speak to his people through dreams and visions and give them the ability to interpret dreams and visions. I thank the Lord that the Lord has gifted me in these abilities to have dreams and visions and to interpret dreams and visions. The Holy Spirit operating through me has interpreted a number of dreams that have helped my fellow brothers and sisters. I greatly believe it's the Father's desire to release more giftings of the Holy Spirit upon his people. I believe the Lord desires you to have godly dreams and visions, and to have interpretations of dreams and visions. It is being greatly pressed upon my heart to say a prayer of impartation of dreams and visions and interpretations of dreams and visions upon you. Go ahead and repeat this prayer after me, and receive the impartations and gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask for a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit in dreams and visions and interpretations of dreams and visions. Lord, I desire to hear from you in dreams and visions. I receive this free gift of the Holy Spirit. I bless you for imparting upon me such a wonderful gift. Thank you so much. May I use these gifts to bring you great glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that this gift has been imparted unto you, you can begin walking immediately in it. Begin to look for opportunities in which the Lord may use you. When you go to sleep, ask the Lord to speak to you through dreams. Begin to practice your skills by asking the Lord for interpretations of dreams and visions. May you and others be greatly blessed as the Lord pours out his Spirit upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.